with Wilde and Tausch, which will include a special Steinhoffels and Milwaukee Bucks giveaway and the Steinhoffels Sleepers of the Week. But first, it's time for a DeWitt Law Firm Q&A Day presented by DeWitt Law Firm, DeWittLLP.com. Tausch, you've got legal questions, they've got answers. Just like if you've got Packers questions, we've got answers.
DeWitt Law Firm attorneys who are experienced, practical, and dedicated to outstanding legal results for their clients. The Intellectual Property Group, Joe Leon and his team, one of more than 30 practice area specialties at DeWitt Law Firm. Protection, it is the name of the game for the intellectual property attorneys at DeWitt. They'll handle your patent and trademark portfolios, copyrights, and when needed, they will litigate to protect your rights. DeWitt Law Firm, they have the attorneys on the ground in Milwaukee, Madison, Minneapolis, and even up in Green Bay. Learn more about DeWitt's attorneys online at DeWittLLP.com. That's DeWittLLP.com.
If you've got questions for Q&A Day, you can submit them in a variety of ways on the talk and text line, 844-770-3776, Twitter, at Wilde and Tausch, Facebook, at Wilde and Tausch on Facebook, and of course, you can send me a LinkedIn message. Jesse, I know you've curated a few already. What do you got for questions for Q&A Day?
Few interesting ones from the talk and text line throughout the week. Want to start with Zach in Milwaukee. He asks this one. Are the Packers financially prepared to bring Aaron Rodgers back for the next few years? It seems they're prepared for him to leave, but what if he changes his mind and or everybody can come together and want the same thing for him to remain in Green Bay?
What a great question that is.
It's an awesome question.
That might be our, we've been doing DeWitt LLP Q&A Day for, I don't know, a couple of years now on Fridays. And I don't know if we've had a better question, because I think it's been written in, well, you know, they're $70 million over the cap or whatever that crazy number is, just assuming this going to be it for old boy. And as Jason and I talked, and Jason, when he, you know, I think we have audio of some sort, we haven't heard it yet, in your article that you wrote for The Athletic, kind of saying, you know, there's a softening there from old boy. Here's the deal. And we said this, whether or not they wanted to go get Gilmore. If you want somebody bad enough, you're going to figure it out. And I think with Aaron Rodgers, if he does recommit to this organization to finish his career out, which is what the next deal would do, he is going to, they'll figure it out. It will be challenging. There will be a gutting of other players. But again, if he is willing to commit and be all in to this organization for the next 4 or 5 years, Russ Ball will figure it out. They'll find the money, and they will they will extrapolate whoever doesn't need to be there and move forward. Yeah, they'll extrapolate it.
I'm sorry. We're not releasing you. We're not trading you. We're extrapolating you.
Yeah.
All right. I don't know, and neither do you, what Aaron Rodgers wants to do, Tausch, moving forward. My question for you is, if he decides he wants to stay for 2022, obviously they are going to have to do something greater on a contract.
Yeah.
How do you structure it so you can push money into the future only have them for next year?
Here's the deal. And that's why I don't think this is going to be a one-year commitment. I don't think you can't do
it. I agree.
You either are going to say, you're our guy moving forward, or you're not. And I don't think it's not going to be as easy. And I think Aaron knew this when they, you know, chopped off that last year. There's going to be a recommittal by both, or there's going to be a divorce. It's right. Not going to be as easy as saying, well, you got him under contract one more year. I don't think Green Bay verbally committed. I don't think it's written in Sanskrit that he has to be traded. But they are looking at it and saying they can't function with the cap situation as it is, keeping that cap number. If that's really what they want to do, they can, but I don't think that's in the best interest for the organization or for him. It is a great question by who's our questionnaire?
Zach.
Zach, it's a great question because I think we're all looking at this saying, you're going to keep Aaron if you can. Well, it is going to take Aaron to say, here, I need a new five-year deal, and it's going to need Goody and Russ Ball to say, we are willing to extrapolate Jordan Love from the equation, and it is a five-year commitment to you moving forward. You're going to have to give a little bit in the beginning of this so we can keep Devontae and we can keep all your buddies that you think we need to win. That's going to be tricky. That's going to be a tricky conversation, and I can't wait to see what happens.
Do you have to, I'm sorry, what was that again, extrapolate Jordan Love then? Or will Jordan Love want to be extrapolated?
No, he's not at that point. I think this is only his second year.
Right, so next year would be his third year.
But he, if the Packers commit and say we're going to give him another five-year deal, 4 years of guaranteed money, whatever it is, then it's just let's build Jordan Love up and try and trade him. He could be a backup for a year. I mean, Aaron did sit for 3 years. We all know that story. That's not going to be the case because Jordan Love has not built himself up yet where he can make those demands and have anybody interested other than like a flyer mid-round pick.
Right.
He needs to showcase himself in a high way, in a really high light, so that he is going to be wanted by teams so that Green Bay could trade him. That's, I think, what this is all going to come down to, and I wonder if Goody is going to be willing to do that. I think that's a big shot to the ego, but I think he's also seeing what old boy means to this organization and how it's going to be a tricky deal. And it is such a good question that I don't think we've all thought about because it's just they'll figure it out. Well,
I love it.
It's complicated.
One of the great things.
Because he's a complicated fella.
DeWitt Law from Q&A Day. That was a great question. Jesse, do we have any other questions already queued up before we start curating them from our social media channels?
Going to be hard to beat Zach in Milwaukee, but Erica in Milwaukee also had a good one throughout this week. Adam Schefter been in the news. Erica's question specifically for Jason, which I'm sure Tausch will be willing to weigh in with his two cents. Would you get in trouble with your writing bosses? Mr. Editor is how she described your bosses.
Indeed.
If you did what Adam Schefter did.
Yeah, I can tell you this. I have never once sent the entirety of an article to anyone other than an editor or another person on staff to help me with it, like Otsi or what have you. I don't know all the particulars. I know Adam has said that this was a complicated story.
Listen, and you can finish,
just
Jason.
Wrong.
But the whole NFL insider information deal, it's a quid pro quo deal. Like, everybody knows that. Why anybody is shocked by this, you shouldn't be. You shouldn't be.
I don't know. Does everyone know that? You know that, and I know that. And a lot of people.
No, everybody
knows
it.
But I get a lot of, why does Schefter or Rap Sheet always break all the news and you guys never do? It's because the agents and these insiders trade in information, and yep. I can't help an agent nearly as much as Schefter can.
Sure.
Right? He gives them information on, hey, I'm hearing this guy's going to get cut. It's all a barter system. And in this instance with Bruce Allen and the Washington football team, Adam Schefter, obviously, what side is Bruce Allen on in the lockout story? He works for a team. He sure as heck ain't on the player's side.
No.
So that, it again, I don't know the particulars of what Adam did there, but if I did that to answer Erica's question, I'd be in a lot of hot water. And I'd like to keep my jobs that I have, including this one, but also the writing ones. I ain't doing that.
I ain't going to lie to you. For this job, it would behoove us if you did do that, if you got into this type of
trade. Oh, ratings would go up, yeah.
Yeah.
You'd be an interesting person.
Yeah. It's not a bad idea.
You'd be an interesting person, which would imply that currently I'm not.
Now, Jason, hey,
Nelly!
You keep your ethics. I like where you're at. I like how you approach things.
We love ethics.
You keep doing you, man.
We love ethics.
You might hear that chance at tonight.
This is an interesting question, though, too, that Erica brought up. The Schefter piece of this, and this is where the NFL better be incredibly careful. Because, you know, there's rumors going around, and I was wondering this for a while. with DraftKings and Caesars and all these gambling companies getting into the NFL and sponsorships, why would they not just hire these insiders, get all this inside information when they're setting lines and doing all this stuff? The NFL better be uber careful. Uber. Because I know
extrapolated.
Gambling used to be forbidden. It was the forbidden fruit, which is an apple, just for the record, Jason. Now you're going to start getting into bed. No, the forbidden fruit, yeah.
No. What kind of a Catholic are you? The forbidden fruit in the Garden of Eden, it's not available now. That's the whole point. Would God have made the apple available readily to us now if it was what got Adam and Eve in trouble?
You're not understanding. The NFL's apple is right there, and you better be careful. Adam Schefter's going to go nibble, and well, that's going to cause some problems down the road.
I think you got Genesis mixed up with Snow White.
Maybe.
We'll have more of your Packers questions, your journalism ethics questions, and your Old Testament biblical fruit questions.
The 12 disciples, sleepy, dopey, sneezy.
Correct me if I'm wrong, when it comes to biblical, the apple was what the whole deal with Adam and Eve?
No, it was. The Bible does not say it's an apple. And yeah. I am not a theologian, but my understanding is the belief is that that forbidden fruit is not available currently at your local grocery store.
That was the whole point of it being forbidden. I don't know, Jim.
I know for a fact that I have one of my theology teachers from Greendale Martin Luther High School who is now in, I believe, Texas, who is an avid streamer. I'm hoping today he doesn't have, you know, some sort of classes that he's teaching. If he's available, I'm going to need a ruling on this. This is not my area of expertise. I did not go.
I would be surprised if Apple doesn't come up when I type in forbidden fruit.
And on the third day, Charming came and woke up Sleeping Beauty.
No, don't be doing that, Jesse. Come on.
All right, we're going to play a fun game. It will not entail any sort of biblical trivia questions. Like Lot's wife, who turned into a pillar of salt when she looked back on Sodom and Gomorrah, which was also brought up today. I mean, no one here is combining Packers talk, Brewers talk, Lot's wife, the Garden of Eden.
You guys, the bottom line is
so clean itself.
Even if I'm wrong on apple being the forbidden fruit in the Garden of Eden, which I could be, the forbidden fruit of gambling, if you start mixing insider knowledge with that, is your forbidden fruit. Whether it's an apple,
totally
a banana,
agree.
A kiwi, whatever it is. Okay? That's my point.
Okay, pumpkin. And it wasn't a pumpkin because we've got those as well. All right, so here's what we need. We need caller 3 and caller 6. Caller 3 and caller 6 to 844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. You may say to yourself, Jason, why would I be calling right now? Why would I be calling right now? Why would I be calling right now? 8 weeks! Caller 3 and caller 6. Here's why. We are giving away a $100 gift card to the Milwaukee Bucks team shop at Fiserv Forum to celebrate their new partnership between the Bucks and Steinhoffels, who also happen to be great partners of ours. So, caller 3 and caller 6 right now, 844-770-3776. No, we're not bringing back the numbers game. No, we're not bringing back spooky or fluky. But we are bringing back my personal favorite game because it requires my use of LinkedIn. Today, Steinhoffel's employee or Wisconsin Herd player? Steinhoffel's employee or Wisconsin Herd player right now. Caller 3, caller 6, 844-770-3776 to celebrate the new partnership between our friends at Steinhoffels and our friends at the Bucks. Caller 3 and caller 6, the winner of the game will win a $100 Milwaukee Bucks Pro Shop gift card. Courtesy of Steinhoffels. We'll play next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
You're listening to Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella at 855-PELLA-WI or visit online at PellaWI.com/radio.
I'm yelling timber, you better move, you better dance. Let's make a night, you won't remember.
This game. Now, Jesse, I'm not eligible to play along, right? Because I did some of the research.
Correct. You are an ineligible participant in the game. Tausch can play all he wants because he didn't help us put it all together.
For a guy that makes fun of your workload, an appreciated.
I'll tell you what. Hey, before we get into this, this is an interesting little trade tidbit. Not a breaking news sounder, but as far as the green and gold trying to win a chip, this move scares me a little bit. Zach Ertz, tight end for the Philadelphia Eagles. He gone. Where's he going? To the 5-0 Arizona Cardinals.
Wow.
Yeah. Shefty must have called in a couple favors, got that news, broke that news first.
That's a good move
for them.
That is
not good news,
Ertz,
Packers.
Don't it?
That does hurt.
Good news for my fantasy team, though. Picked him up this week.
Yeah, I couldn't care more about your fantasy team. All right, time to play Steinhoffels employee or Wisconsin Herd player with a $100 gift card to the Milwaukee Bucks Pro Shop at Fiserv Forum on the line. And remember, it is also the last weekend of Steinhoffels' 87th anniversary sale. You can celebrate with store-wide savings of 35% and take an extra $87 off your purchase of $1,799 or more. Plus, it's a green and gold Friday. We were at Steinhoffels for one of those last week. Stop into any Steinhoffels superstore wearing your Packers gear today and save up to 52% on Steinhoffels top buys. And tomorrow only, their slam dunk sale. You'll get that $100 Fiserv Forum gift card when you spend over $1,999 or more only at Steinhoffels. All right, let's bring in our contestants. Let's say hello first to our first contestant, Tom in Oak Creek. Tom, good morning. How are you today?
Good. How are you guys?
We are awesome. And let's welcome in our second contestant, Kevin in Woodstock, Illinois. Kevin, hello. How are you today?
I'm doing great, thanks.
Now, we have vetted both of these contestants. They are not Steinhoffels employees.
I guess I didn't ask.
Are either of your last names Steinhoffel?
No, it is not.
All right.
That would be problematic. Good point.
Our extensive vetting process allows us to now play Steinhoffels employee or Wisconsin Herd player. Jesse, you're in charge. Let's play.
All right, so Tom and Kevin, you are both on the air at all times here, just so you know. If it's not your turn, please do not share your answer. Please wait until it is your turn. Just want to make that clear to both of you. Okay, five rounds here. Best score after five rounds wins the $100 Bucks Pro Shop gift card. Overtime rules will come into effect if we are tied. Tom is caller number three. You are up first. Tom, Trevor Lacy, Steinhoffels employee or Wisconsin Herd player?
I'm going to go Herd player.
Trevor Lacy, a 6'3" guard from North Carolina State. Played in the Summer League for the Cavs in 15, the Lakers in 16. One season played for the Wisconsin Herd. Tom is on the board.
Would you have gotten that one, Tausch?
Yes. Yeah, I would.
You would have got that one. All right, I forgot. We got to ask Tausch after each of these two.
I'm okay if you don't.
Kevin. Caleb Peavy. Caleb Peavy. Steinhoffel's employee or Wisconsin Herd player?
I'm also going to go with the Wisconsin Herd.
Caleb Peavy. Tausch?
No, you're letting me back in. Oh,
yeah, you get to play.
I am going to say Steinhoffler.
Caleb Peavy, an assistant video producer and editor for Steinhoffels. It's a 1-0 lead for Tom after Peeves, round one.
Peeves does a nice job at on that
he does.
Part of it, too.
Yeah, you should have used them for...
This program is really strong.
You should have used them for Go Pella? I will just say this. I tried to make this as difficult as I could by picking Steinhoffel's employees that sound like they could be basketball players. I don't know what kind of game Caleb has, but Caleb is definitely a Steinhoffel staffer.
Tom's up 1-0. Kevin, back to you to start round two. Steinhoffel's employee or Wisconsin Herd player, Michael Langford. Michael Langford. Kevin, is that a Steinhoffel's employee or a Wisconsin Herd player?
I'm going to go Wisconsin Herd again.
Michael Langford, a sales manager at Steinhoffel's. Kevin is 0-2. Tom, you can take... Sorry.
I'm not proud of this, but now I'm understanding Jesse's feeling that he gets when he gets people to guess wrong in trivia.
Because
I'm kind of proud of myself.
You're just happy you could use your LinkedIn profile. That's really what this is.
Caleb Peavy and Michael Langford both coming through for me so far.
Tom, chance to take a commanding lead. Ron Sharpley. Steinhoffel's employee or Wisconsin Herd player, Ron Sharpley.
I'm going to go with Steinhoffel.
Ron Sharpley is a mattress specialist at Steinhoffel's.
Dang it, good. I thought I had him there.
Tausch, how would you have done on those two?
Did you think he was a sharp shooter? Is that why you went Sharpley?
I was thinking Roy Tarpley. And Ron Sharpley. One. I thought it might trip him up. Yeah.
Tom and Oak Creek up 2-0 as we enter round three. Tom
could basically close up shop here.
If he gets this one right, the least we can do is go to overtime if he gets this one right. Tom and Oak Creek. Brandon McCoy. Brandon McCoy. Steinhoffel's employee or Wisconsin Herd player?
I'll go with Herd.
I'd go Herd, too.
Tausch says Herd. Brandon McCoy, a 7-foot center from UNLV, played for the Herd in the 2019-20 season on the Miami Heat Summer League team this year. Well done. Least we can do is overtime. Now, Kevin, you need to get this one right, or we are in trouble. And by in trouble, I mean the game's over. Kevin, no pressure. Kyle Casey. Kyle Casey. Steinhoffel's employee or Wisconsin Herd player, Kevin in Woodstock, Illinois.
Steinhoffel.
Tausch, what do you say?
I'm going to say Herd.
Kyle Casey is a 6'7" small forward from Harvard who played for the Nets Summer League in 2014.
Let's see if Kevin can couch it and just run the gamut of getting all five wrong. Now, Kevin, try to get it wrong and see if that works on the flip side.
For the record, Tom in Oak Creek is our winner of the $100 Bucks Pro Shop gift
Tommy,
card.
Clean it up. Nicely done.
Tommy!
Tommy!
Just for fun now, Kevin. Austin Adams. Steinhoffel's employee or Wisconsin Herd player? Austin Adams.
Steinhoffel.
Austin Adams,
right.
Tausch, do you know
you
it?
Got that right, yeah.
Austin Adams, a home furnishings consultant at Steinhoffel's. Kevin waited until the game was over
Kevin
to get
did
one
wrong.
Right.
He was trying too hard.
Yep.
Mm. And it was the forbidden fruit was the Steinhoffel's employees.
The game is over. Congratulations, Tom in Oak Creek, the winner of Steinhoffel's employee or Wisconsin herd player.
Man, that was fun. I have a big smile. That was fun. I love that game. Jesse, do you have a couple more to see if we could trip up Tausch?
We sure do. Tausch, how about A.J. Hess?
Hess.
Hesse.
I'm going to say Steinhoffler.
A.J. Hess, a 6'7" guard from South Dakota State.
Fair enough. Jackrabbit. He's a jackrabbit.
He is a jackrabbit, yeah. Thought you would have got that one. How about Brian Williams?
Brian Williams, Steinhoffler. All right,
six-foot-five guard from Louisiana.
Yeah, we're good. I nailed the first couple. I'm good. I'm going to end up like old boy down in Woodstock, Illinois, getting everyone wrong.
I the one that I was very hopeful, it did not make the cut. Clancy Dempsey.
That would have been our overtime name. Clancy
that was,
Dempsey.
That was
got to be
the
a
one
herd,
on the list
right?
That I liked. I'm sorry?
Oh, that's a Steinhoffler?
Yeah. He's the assistant sales manager. That's okay. Steinhoffels.
Some good
God,
ones.
That was fun. Thank you to Steinhoffels, to the Bucks, and of course to our contestants, Kevin and Tom. That was very fun, and we hope to play it again soon. LinkedIn, always helpful to what we try to do. Speaking of Steinhoffels, not only do they have their new partnership that they announced with the Bucks yesterday, and that's why we were celebrating with our $100 Fiserv Forum Bucks Pro Shop gift card, but also we've got our Steinhoffel Sleepers of the Week. We'll give them next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
You're listening to Wildy and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Missed any of the show? Find us on Wisconsin On Demand wherever you get your podcasts. It's free, it's everywhere, and it's for you.
Do our Steinhoffel Sleepers of the Week. Just a warning, if there is a Wildy and Tausch Bizarro version in Arizona and they do a similar game, they can't pick Zach Ertz to be their sleeper for their game on Sunday. He is not allowed to play after playing last night for the Eagles.
You know,
I understand that's
awesome
probably a safety thing, but I kind of would like to see them do that.
You get traded on a bye week, back-to-back bye weeks. You get paid double up. That would have been cool. This would be hard if old boy played Thursday night and, hey, we need you on Sunday.
I wonder if they played on Monday if they
yeah,
could,
maybe.
If he could play.
Maybe.
That is a question for teams
player
that have
safety,
Zach Ertz on them.
I know player safety is at the top of everybody's mind when they're scheduling games and all that stuff and adding games to the season because they want to make
certainly,
sure.
Certainly Roger Goodell's, yes.
Entertainment.
Time now for our Steinhoffels Sleepers.
Entertainment.
Which entertains everyone
yep.
of the week.
Don't sleep, you gotta stay up.
Hey there, sleepyhead. Wakey, wakey.
Okay, camper, rise and shine.
It's time for the Steinhoffel Sleepers of the Week on Wildy and Tausch.
It is time for the Steinhoffel Sleepers of the Week, presented by Steinhoffels. Thanks again to them and to the Bucks for our little fun giveaway with Steinhoffel's employee or Wisconsin herd player, the winner, Tom at Oak Creek, gets a $100 Fiserv Forum Bucks Pro Shop gift card, courtesy of Steinhoffels.
Who wins from last week? Tausch had Tonyan. You had Big Dog, who had a big catch. I had A.J. Dillon, who found the end zone.
Dillon.
Probably you.
Yeah, Dillon won last week. You're off to a pretty good start. I got 3 wins. You got 2. Jason's with 0 so far. But in defense, Jason, typically by this time of the year, you'd have somebody that didn't even dress that was injured or got traded. Like, typically your Steinhoffel's, but week 5 is when you usually have at least one DNP. So you're doing better.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Appreciate you condescending to me. I thought only Joe Barry did that to me.
What's that? Oh, did Joe Barry Joe Barry condescended you?
He's kind of condescending to all of us. I'm told he's a very nice guy, but his press conferences, he comes off as if he's talking down to us, and people do not like that.
Typically, if you're going to talk down to somebody, you're really high up. Like, your track record is just so fantabulous.
Well, Tom Clements used to do it a lot to us, too. Take that for what it's worth. Time now for our Steinhoffel Sleepers of the Week, and of course, much like a golfer who won the last hole, we always let Tausch go first.
Well, Jesse won last week, so I'm going to let Jesse pick first this week.
Wow. Yeah, wow, magnanimous of you.
It's been 5 years of non-losing. Somebody finally got me. So Jesse gets to pick first, and then I'll go second.
Since I'm in the running, I feel like I can take a little chance here and still have a chance throughout the rest
of it. Have a chance.
Kylan Hill.
I like that pick.
Is going to be my sleeper pick this week. We talked all week about, especially after the Cincinnati game, how poor special teams was for this team. And I've just got this feeling that Kylan Hill might have a significant return after a Bears field goal, because I'm not sure they're going to find the end zone. I think Kylan Hill, you know, Jason dropped a little nugget this week that, you know, he's got some bursts of speed. He's just got to stop jumping over people and risking hurting himself.
Sure.
I think he figures something out. I think Kylan Hill makes a splash play that helps open this game up on Sunday. That's my sleeper.
They put him in the game early last week against Cincinnati, too, at running back. So yeah. Not a bad pick. Tausch, you're up.
It's not a great pick, though, either, but it's not a bad pick. I'm glad I let Biss go first this week because I think I'm going to probably run the gambit the rest of the season.
I'm sure you are.
So I'm going to go with my guy. I've been sticking with him. He hasn't been producing. Going to have less chipping potential this weekend because I think Elgton Jenkins is going to play left tackle. It's time. Be aggressive in the gold zone. We saw 11 tutters last year. We're not seeing it this year. Big Bad Bob's going to show up big time. I wish the Windy City had a bee in it, but I can't come up with one. In Beantown.
The Bean.
Got that Bean down there. Big Bad Bob Tunyon, my Steinhoffer.
That's who I wanted to pick. I was hoping you wouldn't choose him, but you are consistent, if nothing else. That leaves me with the final choice, which is always the case. Maybe that is a little something with the fact that I never win. I, for my sleeper, I'm going to go on the defensive side of the ball, which, hey, when you lose all the time, it's not like that's that big of a risk. I love to say his name. Love it. Love saying it, and I love the idea of hearing his name after an interception call so I can win the Steinhoffel Sleeper of the Week. Choose him if you yacht him. Isaac Yiadom, who is in line to start at corner with both Jair Alexander, who is definitely out on IR, and Kevin King, who's likely out. We'll find out what the injury report says today. But Isaac Yiadom is my Steinhoffel Sleeper of the Week. You can share yours, and I know the Steinhoffel social media team always shares theirs via the Wilde and Tausch Twitter feed. Turns out we had John Haas of Steinhoffel's, who is not a herd player, chime in last week. He had a good one, too. I don't know if he picked. Who did he pick? He had somebody that had a good play, and he circled back wanting our plaudits for his selection. So we need to go back and check that out. But he had a good pick, too. Jesse did win. We'll see who wins this week. But share your Steinhoffel Sleeper of the Week via the Wilde and Tausch Twitter feed. Want to remind you that if you're a Packers fan, not only do Steinhoffels have their fun Green and Gold Fridays, but Associated Bank is the official bank of the Packers. We're so lucky to have such great partners on this show. Associated Bank has been so loyal to us. We have been loyal to them. I'm thrilled to be an Associated Bank customer. We made the switch years ago. Smartest thing we could have done. Now, we do not have Packers checking because it's been often established on the show. I'm not a Packers fan per se. But if you're a Packers fan, support the Pack Get your Packers checking from Associated Bank. You get a great Packers debit MasterCard, which gets you a discount at the Packers Pro Shop and other perks as well. Check out AssociatedBank.com/Packers to find out more. More Wilde and Tausch straight ahead. Stick around.
This is Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN, sponsored by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
I'm with you, I lose my mind, because I'm bending over backwards to relate. It's one thing to complain, but when you're driving me insane, well then I think it's time that we took up.
Are you still obsessing over this forbidden fruit business?
Yeah, I'm having some issues with it. When you think something for so long and then it's maybe proven that you've been thinking about this the wrong way for so long, it's a little shot across my bow.
From Genesis 2, verses 16 and 17 in the King James Version. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, God, is there anything better than getting to read from the Bible on the show on the radio? Like, you know I love to read
I'm
on the show.
This has got to be Pippin. Homer have to just be excited right now.
We will have to consult with our theological experts from God Talk on YouTube. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die.
So they're picking, whatever Adam and Eve were doing, they were picking off of a tree. That limits what that forbidden
Correct.
Fruit could be. So my question, and Jesse, I know we haven't been pounding the Facebook like you wanted to. I want this up on both. When you hear the term forbidden fruit, what fruit do you think of? I believe Apple will win this in a rout. That's my belief. Okay?
I'm putting my money on pomegranates.
Persephone and the pomegranates. I remember that. It's Greek mythology right there. I don't remember the story, but I know Persephone and pomegranates, those correlate.
All right, I'm dead serious about this. I want both these polled on your Facebook deal and on the Twitter machine. Okay.
So they do polls on Facebook?
I don't
know. Do a poll?
I have never been on Facebook, so I don't know. But I think it's fun. So yeah, it's just it has bothered me since you basically chastised me for my biblical knowledge.
And you were wrong.
No, we don't know if I'm wrong.
It doesn't say it's an apple.
It doesn't say it's not.
Wikipedia, which is the go-to
interested. Listen,
sourcing.
I ain't interested in Wikipedia here. I'm interested in what the Bible said.
I'm telling you why you think it's an apple.
Okay.
Because in Western Europe, the fruit was often depicted in art as an apple.
Well, there you go.
Possibly because of a misunderstanding of two unrelated terms.
Eli Apple.
From the Eli Manning.
Peyton Manning.
Rick Manning.
Rick
who was
Manning.
The one who ruined
yes.
Paul Molitor's hitting streak.
Still irritates me about that. Danny Manning.
Danny Cannell.
Could be a winner.
Well, I thought you were going to go.
I can't do anything with Cannell.
Danny Yottam.
Nice. So we will find out more about forbidden fruit trees in the Garden of Eden as God Talk with Jason and Tausch continue. Meanwhile, a couple of different things from local professional teams, GMs, not named Brian Gutekunst. First of all, avid listener to the show, apparently. wanting to dispel some of the opinions generated on Monday on this program. David Stern speaking to the media. This is a successful season with a very disappointing ending.
Yeah, that's, I can understand his point of view on that.
But you would not allow Goody to say the exact same thing about last season.
A first round exit? No. No.
No, about last season losing the NFC
Championship.
No,
Goody could say the same thing. I would say no because you had a one seed and you had a home playoff game. I looked at last as a Packer player, you could say the season was successful, but there's nobody walked out of there feeling that. Nope.
So David Stern says that and you're okay with it.
Yeah,
but
I am.
Goody said it about last year's Packers team that lost the NFC Championship game. You would say he's justified in saying it, but you would disagree with him.
Correct. Yeah, no, I totally get where he's coming from. I don't agree with it, but that doesn't mean I'm right.
And then the other bit of news.
A great season. Yeah.
Successful is the word that we always trip over around here. And the other news.
Well, there's one other quote before you get to the other news. The fate of the Milwaukee Brewers is not on Christian Yelich's shoulders. I kind of disagree
quote,
with him on
the
that.
The full quote from David Stearns. Clearly, he wasn't right this year, and he wasn't right last year. With some of Christian's struggles this year, he still contributed to a 95-win season. The fate of the Milwaukee Brewers does not rest on the shoulders of Christian Yelich.
Yeah, I think it does, actually. I do.
I think a large portion of it does, yes.
You got a lot of resources. Listen, the cash flow is going into Yelich next year. It wasn't prior. You have to. He's got to be better. And everybody knows that. Everybody knows that.
And then the other piece of news from another Milwaukee GM, John Horst, with a contract extension per Wojbom.
To the victor go the spoils. Good on you.
And as we talked with Jeff Passan, as you like to call him.
He's staying, too.
Jeff Passan.
Yep.
He does not think David Stearns is going anywhere anytime soon.
Correct.
Which is great to hear if you're a Brewers fan and a Wisconsin sports fan. So that is your update from around the Wisconsin sports world from GMs other than Brian Gutekunst. I'm pretty sure that our friends at AmFam are partners with all these teams, and they're partners with us as well.
They are, and Army's coming to town. Badgers, it's great. Fans are back at Camp Randall in the Kohl Center, where we all come together to celebrate our favorite teams. And to do that, AmFam, they want to give you an unforgettable Badgers experience, including sideline passes, tours, swag, and more. Head over to AmFam.com/Badgers to enter today. You and a guest can pick a basketball or football home game to attend in the OT 22-23 season, either at Camp Randall or the Kohl Center. You get a full tour of the facility. You get on-field or on-court pictures. You get pregame sideline passes. You get two bags full of merch. And you get a $2,500 travel stipend. Again, that's AmFam.com/Badgers to enter today.
The 11 a.m. hour, which will include headlines, the weekend preview presented by Fleet Farm, Whoa Nelly, and Feel Good Friday, kicks off in 2 minutes.